So I had to go to the bathroom. It was towards the end of the night. And I need to go to the bathroom, and I asked the people where it was, and they kind of pointed me through the bar. And, you know, I had to walk through this fancy place, and, you know, I kind of had to walk behind where the cashiers were. It was actually a pretty weird setup. But anyway, I get to the bathroom. It was a decent bathroom, nothing extraordinary. And I get there, and the worst thing that could happen, in my opinion, when you walk in a bathroom happened, and I saw a bathroom attendant standing there. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never really understood the bathroom attendant. I think it's awkward. I don't think it makes any sense. I'm not sure who's ever walked into a bathroom when there wasn't a bathroom attendant and said, "Damn, I wish I could have gotten some cigarettes or a stick of gum from somebody watching me pee." I can tell you that the reason I post on Facebook is not because I think there are aliens that today, or maybe someday, will enjoy the content that I am sharing. That was probably one of the worst put-together ads I've ever seen, or in this format, heard. And I am disappointed by Facebook. Chairs, doorbells, airplanes, bridges, dance floor, basketball, a great nation, and the universe. If ever you are taking a standardized test and you see those or any combination thereof, remember, the answer is Facebook. And I found myself doing exactly what everybody else was doing when they watched the debate last night, and that was waiting for the next catchphrase or the next buzzword of the debate. Last night, it was horses and bayonets. I'm watching, I've got Twitter open, I'm trying to learn this whole Twitter trending thing and the hashtags and all that. And I'm waiting. I'm sitting there waiting for the thing. I'm waiting for the binders filled with women. Because I'm going to be the guy that buys the domain. And I'm going to figure out how to take advantage of that moment. It happened. It happened during the town hall debate. Binders Full of Women became a Facebook group that had 47,000 likes by the end of the debate. I'm ready. I'm sitting there with my laptop, and he says it, right? He says the phrase that's going to end all phrases for the night. Horses and bayonets.